I would like to begin by recognizing Senator Craig Thomas, who passed away earlier this year. Senator Thomas was my co-sponsor in the Senate resolution which authorized the Congressional Gold Medal. He was also my co-sponsor on the Tibetan Policy Act, which outlined for the first time United States policy toward Tibet. Senator Thomas's wife, Susan, is present today, along with several members of his family. And I'd like to ask her to stand, and if you would acknowledge her, I would appreciate it very much. Thank you, Susan. Now, a few words about His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama. The world is filled with conflict and strife, but the Dalai Lama transcends this world. He inspires us all with hope. To know him is to know compassion. To listen to him is to learn about wisdom. To be close to him is to feel the presence of something very special. This man has been a quiet force for peace and compassion. He moves people to look beyond their narrow, selfish interests and to find the strength to help others. I have been blessed to call the Dalai Lama a friend for nearly 30 years now. I first met him in Dharamsala, India, through my husband-to-be, Richard Blum, in the fall of 1978. I was awed by his presence and somewhat moved to action. In September of 1979, as mayor of San Francisco, I was the first official to invite and welcome His Holiness to San Francisco and present him with our key to the city. This was, in fact, his first visit to America. As I came to know His Holiness, I've tried to be a bridge between him and the Chinese leadership. In fact, on three separate occasions since 1991, my husband and I hand-delivered letters from His Holiness to the Chinese leadership. These letters asked for direct talks. They reiterated his middle way approach, and they clearly stated that he does not seek independence for Tibet, but is looking to secure, as Congressman Lantos said, Tibet's religious and cultural autonomy. Through our many talks, I know the Dalai Lama is a reasonable man. He is not seeking independence, but meaningful autonomy within the People's Republic of China. And I truly believe that if the Chinese leadership were to sit down with the Dalai Lama, they together could work out a solution whereby he would be able to return to his native Tibet, which has long been his hope and dream. This, sadly, has been a lost opportunity. The simple truth is, I can think of no one who more embodies the spirit of the Congressional Gold Medal than His Holiness the Dalai Lama. People flock by thousands to hear his lectures all over the world. They yearn to hear his voice, to be enveloped by that spirit of compassion. His teachings resonate across religions, cultures, and ethnic lines, and his message of peace, nonviolence, and understanding has never been more relevant. So let me join in offering my deepest congratulations and my personal thanks to His Holiness for spreading the message of compassion around this world. Thank you.